to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Our story today is kind of sad. But, you know, sadness is part of life. We can't always be feeling happy and joyful, not in this old sinful world. Satan makes sure that we have to face some very serious things from time to time. But you know what? We don't have to face them alone. That's the lesson that one boy learned when he was struggling with something that made him very, very sad. Here's his story. Sometimes life can get me down. I know I'm supposed to believe that Jesus is with me no matter what happens. I know I'm supposed to be glad that I have a new home waiting for me in heaven, but there are times when all I want to do is cry, like when my grandma died. It was bad enough that I couldn't see her when she was sick because of a deadly virus that was going around. It was bad enough that I had to talk to her on my computer and not feel her hugging me or smell the lavender perfume she always wears. She seemed so far away there in the hospital. Now she's gone, and I'm very sad. We live near the beach, and each evening I like to go walking on the shore with my dog, Rusty. He barks at the seagulls, and I listen to the waves swishing over the sand and feel the cool breezes against my face. That's what I was doing yesterday when suddenly I felt like everything was going to be okay. I remembered that I would see my grandma again in heaven and that she'd hug me and I'd smell her lavender perfume just like before. I looked around and saw how beautiful the ocean is at sunset and how all of this beauty was created by the same God who made me and Rusty and my grandma. If he can do all of that, he can certainly make it possible for me to talk to my grandma again and listen to her laugh. The pastor at my church said that when Jesus rose from the tomb, he proved that God is stronger than death, that even though because of the devil people die, death isn't the end of everything. There's more, much more, to come. That's when I realized that Jesus was walking with me on the beach. No, I couldn't see him. All I saw was water, waves, and sand. No, I couldn't hear him. All I heard was the ocean splashing, the seagulls squawking, and Rusty barking. But I knew he was right there in my heart. He was comforting me and making me feel that everything would be okay again someday. At that moment, a little bit of joy and happiness snuck back into my sad heart. My grandma was gone, but Jesus was still there with me and Rusty on the beach, listening to the waves and the seagulls. Oh, what a wonderful story. I hope it brings you comfort if your heart is sad today. Just know that you're not alone. No matter what happens, Jesus is waiting to share his healing touch with you anywhere, anytime. Remember this Bible text, death. Where is your victory, death? Where is your power to hurt? Hosea 13:14. Every boy or girl who loves Jesus should know those words by heart.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!